Welcome to an incredible episode that I believe is going to help you change your outlook, your mornings, and your life. This is the Good Glow Podcast with Hal Elrod. This season is brought to you with thanks to Promise Gluten Free. When it comes to leading a healthy lifestyle, nutritious food is a key part of my every single day. The Promise Gluten-Free range is high in fibre, low in fat, and most importantly, absolutely delicious. You'll always find it in our kitchen, and I especially love the sourdough rustic seed. Better bread, that's a promise, so make sure to check it out. Hello, I am going to do something a little bit different on the podcast today. So Hal Elrod is somebody that I've been trying to get onto the podcast for the longest time. And it's so funny how things work out. So the only space on his schedule during my season was this week, meaning the episode would be released when the clocks go forward, when we're stepping into summer, when we are ready to do something different and take our life into our own hands. So Hal's book, The Miracle Morning, contains 6 habits that he says will transform your life before 8 a.m. It sold millions of copies. It's a worldwide smash. And Hal basically discovered the 6 habits that really successful people in the world do. And then he brought all of those habits together and created The Miracle Morning. So I did it last summer. It contains silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and writing. And you may think of all of those things and go, how the hell am I going to fit that into my morning? But you can even do this in just 6 minutes. And when I did The Miracle Morning, honestly, I felt happier. I'm going to jump in a bit in this interview to pull out some of the aha moments because there's so many of them. I wanted to let them fully sink in. A one-on-one with Hal is so special for us today. Let his words sink in. They really are incredible. And Hal has never done an Irish interview before. So this was such a pinch me moment for me. So much of what Hal and I speak about is aligned. So, for example, in one part of my book, I help you claim back your lunch hour because I think there's so many wasted hours that we could be working on the bigger picture of our life. And I really believe that we get so bogged down in the nitty gritty day to day survival that how do we expect to evolve if we're not looking at the bigger picture and we're not putting things in place in our lives to help us evolve. So that's a really exciting part of my book that I really think you'll enjoy. The good news is if you pre-order Glow through the link in the show notes, you get free delivery, a free ticket to the first ever Good Glow Summit, and the book will land on your doorstep on publication day in April. Thanks for the support. I hope you enjoy this episode. Just enjoy every second of it. Hal Elrod, welcome to the Good Glow Podcast. This has been a dream come true for me to talk to you. And I know so many people in Ireland are such huge fans. So thank you for joining me.
Georgie, you've made my day, week, month. Like, you're so sweet. And, I don't know. You might be the first person in Ireland that I've talked to about Miracle Morning. So it's like you've almost like, I know the book's published there, but it's almost like you're the first person I've heard in Ireland talking about the impact that it's making in Ireland. So it's amazing.
It's huge over here. And I feel like so much of our message is the same. We live in a world where we are so influenced by the external. So, you know, our outer world is so demanding of us. We're giving all of our time to our outer world. But what is it that we actually need to be happy?
I guess if I would answer it in one response, it's you have to take 100% responsibility for your happiness and realize that you already have everything that you need to be the happiest you've ever been. It's called life. And if you're living it, which you are, then you get to choose whether or not things that are difficult ruin your day and your mood and your overall happiness, or whether they don't. And I think that's been the most difficult adversities I've faced in my life. I went through a car accident and cancer and all these things. In those situations where I had every excuse to be miserable was when I actually realized, wait a minute, if I'm going to be in a wheelchair the rest of my life, as the doctors are saying, I might as well be the happiest person anyone's ever seen in a wheelchair, because I'm in a wheelchair either way. So if you're listening to this, I would ask you, what's your wheelchair? What's that circumstance in your life, or that event in your life, or that person in your life that you allow to negatively impact your mental and emotional state, and you blame it on the wheelchair, you blame it on the person, you blame it on the circumstance, versus realizing, wait, yes, that circumstance is part of my reality. Yes, that person is rude to me, but I can choose to be the happiest and most grateful I've ever been while I endure anything in life.
Yeah, so true. And in your book, you put in this quote from Michael Kelly, and it says, you know, we're so busy trying to be happy, but we're so busy trying to be happy that we're not actually doing the things that make us happy. Yeah. So what in life, and I think it's an important thing for maybe people to step outside of themselves and actually connect with when life gets busy. What is it, Hal, that matters most?
What matters most is who you're becoming, who you're being, and who you're becoming, and how you're showing up for others. So those three. Who are you being? Actually, and it's really two. Let's simplify it. So it's who are you becoming, right? To me, that's what the Miracle Morning is. It's a daily morning ritual that enables you to become the best version of yourself. To every day, dedicate time to your personal development so that you become a better version of who you were when you went to bed the night before. Right. So if you're, that's the one thing you can control, is who are you becoming every day? And then the whole who are you being and how you're showing up are really the one and the same, right? It's who are you being throughout the day? How are you showing up? Are you showing up in the midst of challenging times with courage and peace and, you know, belief and optimism and hope and joy and love? Right? Or are you showing up with in fear and anxiety and depression and frustration? And I'm not talking about clinical anxiety or clinical depression. I'm just saying, what's your mindset? How are you approaching each day? And so what I realize is that the Miracle Morning enables me to be the best version of myself in service of others, so that I can show up for my kids as the dad they deserve. If I don't do my Miracle Morning, and I wake up at the last minute, I'm now reacting to the day, the demands of the day, as you said. I'm reacting to the external. The Miracle Morning enables you to focus on the internal. It focuses on putting yourself in a peak mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual state so you can be the parent that your kids deserve, or the friend that your friends deserve, or the spouse that your husband or wife deserves.
I'm jumping in here because this was such a huge aha moment for me in my life. What way are we showing up for the world every day? Are you on the back foot every single morning? Are you pressing the snooze button? Are you giving to the world before you give to yourself? Have you abandoned yourself before you even open your eyes? Because how can we expect to thrive when we are simply surviving? So instead, and I write about this in the morning section of my book, can you wake up in the morning and ask yourself, what do I need today to help me thrive? Is it a good breakfast? Is it more time? A to-do list? An affirmation? A glass of water? Remember to start working for yourself before you start working for other people. Because our jobs, they'll just keep taking from us. Nobody is going to look out for you unless you do. Like Hal said, we already have the greatest gift, it's life. Start putting more of a focus on who you are becoming by making your life work better for you now. Let's get back to Hal. When we're giving so much and the snooze button goes off, and you know deep down that, yes, I could get up early, and it's and what I love about your book is that there's a 6-minute miracle morning. Sure. So it's almost like you don't have an excuse. You can't say, oh, that Hal Elrod thing, it's not for me, I don't have the time. There's actually a 6-minute, and I'd really recommend people to even do the 6 minutes. But why are we pressing snooze so much on our alarms?
So it's habitual. I think that if we can actually trace it back to our childhood. Okay, if you think about when you were a child growing up, typically most of the positive actions that we took as kids, such as bathing or eating our vegetables or doing our homework, we only did those things because we had accountability that was forced upon us by our parents, possibly our teachers, right? So you think about that. You grow up and I don't want to eat my vegetables, but you eat them because your parents forced you to. They're holding you accountable. And you go, I don't want to, you know, take a bath. And they're forcing you to. And so you're accountable to your parents, so you do it. You go, I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay up late. And they're forcing you to. So you think about it. If it wasn't for our parents, we would all be, you know, malnutritioned, sleep deprived, dirty little kids, right? Because if left to our own devices, we would do the minimum. There's something about human nature to do the minimum to get by, right? We seek the path of least resistance. It's kind of a, you know, it's physics. When we turn 18 and we leave the nest and we leave that positive accountability that was getting us those results in our life, it's a downward spiral into mediocrity and a life of struggle. That's how it is for most people, right? It's how it was for me for many years, where I would do the minimum to get by, the minimum to pay the bills, right? And I would pursue pleasure. Ooh, this looks fun. This tastes good. This is easy, right? And so that's why we hit the snooze button, because it's our inner child. But if you want to live the life that you're meant to live, you gotta grow up. You have to acknowledge and realize, oh, wow, I never thought about it that way, right? Which is fair, but now I'm a grown up. And if I want to be happy and healthy and successful and financially free, I've got to have accountability. I've got to embrace it back into my life, realizing that if I move the alarm clock across the room, right? That's part of that chapter. There's five different steps to beat the snooze button. One of them is move the alarm clock across the room. Think about this. If you can reach the alarm clock while you're still unconscious, your level of discipline is like at a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. And I don't care who you are, myself included. When I travel, sometimes I forget to move my phone across the room and I leave it on the, like I fall asleep with it next to me. And sure enough, when it goes off, I go, what the hell is that? And I hit the snooze button, right? And I just hit the snooze button. But if my alarm clock, where I keep it on a daily basis, is in my bathroom and I have to get out of bed, I have to actually stand up, I have to wake up, walk across the room. And now when I turn off the snooze button, I've decided the night before that when I get out of bed, I'm not getting back into bed. But the beauty of it is, it's 10 times easier to stay awake when you're upright, you've gotten out of bed, you've moved your body, you've walked 10 or 15 steps, then it's 10 times easier to stay awake than it is if your alarm clock is within reach while you're sleeping.
Amazing answer. And it's just so obvious, isn't it? But yeah. It's like these things need to be spelled out sometimes. I think as well, like when I worked in radio, I was always on the breakfast shift. I always wanted to just keep giving, fit more into my day. And I just wrote a book myself recently. And in it, I speak about how...
What's the name of your book?
Glow.
Glow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a dream come true to write it. And in it, I spoke about how I used to wake up in the morning, snooze, 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 snooze until the last possible second, into the shower, out the door, going then to work for somebody else for 8 to 10 hours, giving, yep, giving, 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 and just becoming so depleted because I never gave to myself. So will you tell us, for anybody who isn't familiar with Miracle Morning, what the 6 steps are?
Yes. I'll share how these came about. So
yeah.
In 2008, when the United States economy crashed, and it might have been a global, did it crash in Ireland too? Was that worldwide?
Yes.
Okay. So I was the eternal optimist. I'm like, I'm not worried. I'm gonna figure it out. I told a friend, I create my own economy. I don't watch the news, right? That works until it doesn't. And then I lost over half of my coaching clients. That's how I made my living, was I was doing business coaching and life coaching. But sure enough, when the economy crashed, my clients were feeling the effects and they're like, Hal, my income's gone down. I can't afford coaching anymore. And it's like, okay. So I lost over half of my income in a 6-month period. And then I couldn't pay my mortgage. I had to start choosing between groceries or, you know, car payment or the bills, right? And I lost my house. My house was foreclosed on by the bank. had to move back in with my dad, all these things. And I was at a really one of the lowest points in my life, mentally and emotionally. I was hopeless. I was scared. And I listened to a friend of mine recommended. I called him for help. He said, listen to this Jim Rohn audio. I think it could help you. And Jim Rohn in this audio said, your level of success will seldom exceed your level of personal development. And then he went on to say, because success is something you attract by the person that you become. And it's like, it just hit me and I quantified it in my head. And I asked myself, okay, if I'm measuring my level of success, and if you're listening right now, ask yourself the same question. If I'm measuring my level of success in any area of my life, from my health to my finances to my relationships, on a scale of 1 to 10, and Georgie, I'll ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best an area of your life could be, what level does every person want?
10.
Yeah, I've never met anyone that's like, I don't want to be too happy, or I don't want to have too much money, right? Like, there's an innate drive in all of us. Like, no, I want to be as successful and happy and healthy and fulfilled as I possibly can be, right? And so I wanted level 10 success. But the next question, if Jim Rohn is right, and he says, your level of success will seldom exceed your level of personal development. I said, okay, well, if I want level 10 success, what's my level of personal development? And let me define that briefly for everybody, because it's kind of a loaded, undefined word or set of words. Your level of personal development is who you're becoming, okay? So are you becoming a better version of yourself? Are you developing your personal, right, who you are? And so it's your level of knowledge, your skills, your habits, your beliefs, your general thought patterns, right? And at that time, I was not exercising. I was not reading. I was just trying to figure out how to make money, and nothing was working. And I was in such a negative mindset that I assessed. I said, my level of personal development's like at a 2 or a 3. So I went, that makes sense. The disconnect, I want level 10 success, but my level of personal development's at a 2 or 3. Well, I need to develop myself into a level 10 person to create level 10 success.
This season of the Good Glow podcast is brought to you with thanks to Promise Gluten Free. Loved in households all over the country. Here's what one of their happy customers had to say. Michelle from Dublin said, my daughter and I have had digestive issues for years, and we have finally found a bread that works for us. Promise Gluten Free has been a game changer for our gut health. I don't feel bloated anymore, and I have more energy. Promise Gluten Free has changed my life and allowed me to feel like me again. If you're looking for some gorgeous inspiration, head over to their social media pages for lots of tasty recipes and ideas. You can find them at Promise Gluten Free. Better bread, that's a promise.
I Googled, how do the world's most successful people, what do they do for their personal development? And I was looking for the number one thing I could do in my day because I felt so busy. And I wrote down, I came across an article, Fortune 500 CEOs who swear by meditation. And I was like, I never thought of meditation for you know, like being successful as a CEO. I always thought it was like a woo-woo spiritual practice, right? But these CEOs talked about how they got their mental clarity that allowed them their best ideas to, you know, increase the revenue of the company and all these things. And I go, well, I've got to meditate. If it worked for them, it'll work for me. Then I came across a video of Will Smith. Now, this was pre-Chris Rock slap. Like, you know, it's funny when you say his name now, it has a different feel. But back then, he was, you know, he was the man. He was Will Smith. Everybody loved Will Smith. But he was on Ellen DeGeneres, and she said, Will, how are you so successful in music, TV, film, everything you do when you grew up in, you know, Philly and such humble beginnings? He said, I learned about affirmations when I was 15 years old. He said, I learned to write affirmations in the form of affirming what I wanted for my future and then articulating who I needed to be and what I needed to do now to achieve that down the road. Mm-hmm. And he said, I simply read these affirmations every day so that they aligned my thoughts, words, and actions. And then he goes, and what do you know? I did what I needed to do to become the person I needed to become, to create what I wanted, and then I achieved all of my goals. And I went, damn, that's compelling. I've got to do affirmations every day. And then I had further down visualization, exercise, reading, journaling. I had a list of 6 practices. And Georgie, honestly, I felt overwhelmed because like you said, we're all busy. And I go, I can't fit all these in, which is the best one. But there was no clear winner, if you will. And I went, wait a minute. What if I did all of these? What if I woke up an hour earlier tomorrow? Because I don't have any time during the day. I go, God, I'm not a morning person, but if I want my life to get better, I've got to be willing to get out of my comfort zone and do something different. And I thought, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning an hour earlier, and I'm going to do the six most timeless, proven personal development practices that the world's most successful people have sworn by for centuries. I said, that will be the ultimate personal development routine, morning routine, whatever you want to call it. And that night, it was funny. I didn't know how to meditate or do affirmations. So I Googled, I had six internet windows open, six tabs open, how to meditate, how to do affirmations, how to do visualization the whole way. And I woke up the next morning. And honestly, Georgie, I was excited to wake up for the first time in 6 months. I hated waking up. I had to face the day again. And the day was so freaking stressful. And I know a lot of people listening probably relate to that. But that first morning, I felt like a kid on Christmas. I was like, this is it. I'm going to try this new routine. This could be the one thing that changes everything. And after 1 hour of fumbling my way through these practices, not being competent at few of them, I went, this is it. If I start every day with this much clarity and energy and gaining new knowledge and feeling, you know, I mean, just feeling better, it's only a matter of time before I become the person that I need to be, that level 10 version of myself to create the success I want in my life. And it happened so much faster. I was thinking in 1 year, I'll get a little better every day. And in 1 year, I can turn my life around. And Georgie, in less than 2 months, I went from being in the worst shape of my life to running a 52-mile or 112-kilometer ultra marathon. But this new morning ritual, it gave me hope. I thought, this is it. And after 2 months, I signed on. I remember, I can picture the day, the moment. I signed on 2 coaching clients in 1 day. That officially doubled my income from 2 months before when I had started the Miracle Morning. And I went to my wife. She was in the bedroom. She was just coming out in the hallway. And I grabbed her. I said, sweetheart, this morning routine has changed everything. I just signed on 2 more coaching clients. We've doubled our income in the last 2 months. I said, it feels like a miracle. This morning routine feels like a miracle. And she goes, it's your miracle morning. And I went, I love that. Yes. And so I started writing it in my schedule as miracle morning. And then I started teaching it to my coaching clients. I had 14 coaching clients at the time. Almost all of them said, I'm not a morning person, Hal. Like, I don't know. And I'm busy. I go, dude, no, I wasn't a morning person either. Trust me. And I said, here's what you do. You move the alarm clock across the room and you do, you know, you set out your water and all these things. And 13 out of 14 clients came back to their next call 2 weeks later and were reporting these profound, you know, I just had the best week in my sales career. I ran a mile every day. I'm reading again. I'm on and on and on. How this miracle morning works. And that's when the light bulb went off. And I went, if it worked for them and it worked for me, and most of us were not morning people, this could work. This could change anyone's life. And it's doing it fast. I have a responsibility to write a book about it and share it with the world. And the rest is kind of history, as they say. You know, 3 years later, the Miracle Morning was self-published, and you know, the next phase of the journey of sharing it, you know, really began.
Can we just stop for a second to take note of the stories that we tell ourselves that hold us back from so much in life? So if you tell yourself a story like, I'm not a morning person, I'm not a runner, look at all of the life you're denying yourself or the experiences. So as I was running through New York last weekend, 21 kilometers, I spent 32 years telling myself that I'd never do something like that. Why? Why was I denying myself a chance to live and experience new things or step out of my comfort zone? The only way we find out what we're actually made of is to do something different. To change your beliefs, because what was true for you yesterday does not have to be true for you today, because every day is the chance to begin again. What if I continued to tell myself I was not a runner? And I didn't become a runner or what I thought a runner should be. I just started running, 1 foot in front of the other, 1 kilometer at a time. So stop waiting for life to happen to you. You need to take steps to make it happen.
When I started Miracle Morning last summer, within a week, I felt happier. That is the God's honest truth. Because I'm a morning person, but I was denying myself the pleasure of a morning because I was a slave to my snooze button. So when I finally decided to get up, face each day and work on myself before I gave to the world, transformative, absolutely incredible. And something you were saying there, one of my favorite expressions is slow down to speed up. And although you're getting up earlier, you're slowing down, then you can speed up in your professional career or whatever it is you're working on.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I think that, you know, I write about in the book something that I call rear view mirror syndrome. I don't know if I made that up or not, but it came to me one day and I thought, that describes how most of us operate, where we have this rear view mirror stuck in our subconscious mind. And whenever we're faced with an opportunity or a challenge, be it big or small, it could be the challenge of beating the snooze button or the challenge of being in a car accident or suffering a divorce or whatever, right? But we check the rearview mirror and we go, who am I? How have I responded in the past? And we base who we are and our decisions in the present on who we used to be. And then we stay that person because we don't evolve. And so I realize I've got to turn that rearview mirror. I got to flip it up. And I have to make my decisions not based on who I was, not based on my past, but based on who I can become and my potential. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, to your point, right? When you become a better version of yourself, every area of your life reflects the person that you become.
And that's the thing that you come back to as well all the time, is that if you want to change, you have to do something different.
Yep. Yep. No, it's absolutely true. And I think that one of my, Mark Victor Hansen, who co-authored Chicken Soup for the Soul. I went and saw him speak once. It was probably 10 years ago. And he gave just the best advice on making changes. He said, everybody looks at the end of the change they want to make, like when it's complete, and they focus on that. And it creates the gap between where we are now. And, you know, let's say you want to lose 30 pounds, right? Oh my God, that feels a long ways away. It feels like a huge hill to climb. So Mark Victor, or let's say you want to start running, you know, like for example, when I ran an ultra marathon, I had never run more than a mile, right? But anyway, Mark Victor Hansen's advice is, don't try to leap into the change, just lean into the change, right? You know, if you want to start running, run 1 minute on day one and 2 minutes on day two and three. Anybody can run for a minute, right? You might be, now if you're out of shape, when I started running like that, I was out of breath after a minute, but I could do the minute and then I could wrap my head around two and then I could wrap my head around three, right? And then all of a sudden at the end of the week, you know, you're running, right? If you're doubling or you're adding a minute every day, now you're running for half an hour. That's on day one, you ran for a minute, right? And after a month, you're running for 30, you know, half an hour.
We're running out of time. I've got just two more questions. Number one, right. Did I hear you're writing The Evening Miracle?
Yes and no. So I am glad you said that though, because so I always have had a vision of one day I will write a second edition, the Miracle Morning expanded and updated edition. And I'm writing that right now. And it's already 100 pages longer than the original book. So it is truly expanded. I have rewritten every single page. And to answer your question, I've added two bonus chapters, The Miracle Evening and The Miracle Life. So The Miracle Evening is your strategy to optimize bedtime and sleep. And The Miracle Life is your path to inner freedom. That probably won't be out for another year or so. So I do encourage you, get the original now. But no, yeah, I'm excited. I am writing the version of the book that I couldn't have written 10 years ago because I wasn't the person that I am today. Just like no one listening is who they were 10 years ago. And the beauty of it is, I say this in the beginning of the new edition. I say, look, The Miracle Morning elevates your consciousness. It makes it literally, you think at a level every day, it grows, you evolve. And I said, I'd like to think that 15 years of doing The Miracle Morning every day has enabled me to write this book from a level of consciousness that I didn't even know existed when I wrote it 10 years ago, you know? So, yes.
Such an amazing story, Hal. Okay, quick fire round just to finish out the podcast. Yep. What is the song that gets you going?
We listen to every morning. It's this song called Joy Generation by Daybreaker. So Joy Generation, and then it's by day, one word, Daybreaker. And I love it.
Okay, brilliant. I listened to the Alex Ayano one. Have you heard his morning song? I'll send it to you on Instagram afterwards.
Please send it to me.
It makes me so happy.
Email it to me if you can. Yeah.
Oh,
please.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a guru or a kind of someone you look up to?
I mean, there's so many, I don't know. Yeah. Well, Jesse Levine, my very first mentor when I started in sales at age 20, I went from being mediocre my entire life. Jesse saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. I trusted him and my whole life changed at age 20.
Wow. Do you have a mantra?
I have a lot of mantras. One is do the right thing, not the easy thing. And that keeps me, number one, when the alarm goes off in the morning, I go, the right thing is getting out of bed like I said I would. The wrong thing is hitting the snooze button. So that keeps me always going. There's always the right thing or the easy thing. Occasionally they're the same, but rarely. And so I always do the right thing, or I try, not always.
Oh, I love that one. That's going to help me get up in the morning. And then finally, Hal, is there something that you wish the world knew more of or that people should know?
Yeah, I'll say this. Everybody wants their life to be better, right? Even if you have a great life, I believe human beings were born with an innate drive and desire to constantly grow and improve. And we want to create the most extraordinary life we can imagine. But most of us wake up every day and life stays the same because we stay the same. So the two things is on the front end, right? That when you dedicate time every day to your miracle morning and you become the person that you need to be, your life will get better. It can't not. But here's the lesson that I really want to leave people with, that when you finally get to the point in your life that you've worked so hard for so long, like right now you might be looking at someone or some level of success and go, man, I'm so far away from that. I'm so far away from where I want to be physically, financially, relationally, emotionally, whatever it is. If you realize that if you make progress every day, even if it's minimal, and you keep heading in that direction and you never give up, you can't fail. You eventually get where you're going. It'll probably take longer than you thought. It usually does. But here's the beauty of it. When you finally get to the point that you've been working so hard for so long, you look back over your life and however long it took and you go, oh, it was supposed to take the exact amount of time it took. Because if I hadn't met person, you know, that person in year three, that led me to meet this other person year four, that led me to this opportunity, like, oh, it was supposed to take 6 years or 8 years. But here's the beauty of it. When you look back, you realize the timing is perfect. And I don't wish it would have been any sooner. And so with that hindsight, bring that into your life now and be at peace with where you are, truly happy and joyful in every moment because you have life. You're living it now. It's the greatest gift we could ever receive. And wake up every day with a healthy sense of urgency to move in the direction of where you want to go.
I'm blown away. I'm going to listen back to this and take notes because honestly, Hal, this was a dream come true. This podcast is coming out when the clocks are changing in Ireland on Sunday. We're moving into summer. We're moving into the brighter days. And we can all improve our lives by just embracing change and becoming curious and getting to know ourselves a little bit better. So thank you for the motivation. I am absolutely pumped after that.
You are so welcome, Georgie. Thank you for having me. It is truly an honor. And everybody listening, thank you so much. It's surreal that I'm reaching people in Ireland. Technology is an amazing thing.
Yeah. And you'll be over soon, won't you?
Yeah, I hope so. I've never been to Ireland. I would love to come visit.
Oh, I absolutely loved that podcast. The motivation from Hal there was just
incredible. What a guy. I'll leave a link to his Instagram and his book. Drop him a message. I'm sure he would love to hear from you. My own book, Glow, it's out in April. I spoke earlier about lunchtime, and I actually worked out if you work through your lunch break for 10 years, that's roughly around 2,400 hours that you are not taking for yourself. So in my book, I speak about how you can reclaim your lunch break with something that I've called noon, no work, outside, organize, nourishment. And there's lots of tips like that in Glow, which is out on April 27th. That's the end of this season of the Good Glow. I cannot believe it. It's hard for me when I'm in season to process, you know, everything that I've learned over the last 10 weeks. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting me and all the messages. Honestly, I stand in my kitchen on, you know, Sunday mornings, like in tears sometimes with the messages, and I appreciate all of the support so much. Thanks to Promise Gluten Free for supporting me this season. Soul Sisters is back on Tuesday. Serious gear change incoming. And I will talk to you then. I hope you're having a great day.